Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. Stand up for your country. Well, if you are a gun owner, big victory today in the Supreme Court. And of course, hysteria on the left. And it's actually foolish. The hysteria is actually foolish. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight that you're not going to hear anywhere else, which is why you watch and listen to me. I know that. You get unique analysis here and content. But this is really, really absurd, what's happening. And you should know about it because it affects you even if you don't care about guns, you don't own a gun. This kind of dishonesty that we are faced every day with in the United States hurts every one of us. All right, so the Talking Points memo, though, is about the upcoming ruling, which will probably happen tomorrow, on Roe v. Wade. That is the subject. So, as we've stated, the abortion laws are probably going to go back to the states. So I think it's going to be 5-4. The gun ruling today was 6-3, probably 5-4. And basically, the so-called conservative traditional judges are going to say, look, there's no right to privacy in the Constitution. That's what Roe v. Wade was based on. It's not there. They made it up. So we're going to fall back on the 10th Amendment. If it's not enumerated specifically in the Constitution, the states decide. And that's what's going to happen. All right, so then every state will have its own abortion laws. All right, now the left doesn't want that because the left wants a powerful central government to control every part of our lives. That's what the gun thing's all about. All right, so the powerful government in D.C. tells us what we can and can't do. That's what the far left wants. And even liberals want that. All right, so Vice President Harris, who is the poster lady for the far left, she is meeting today with some Democrat attorneys general. That's the proper grammar, attorneys general, as the White House gears up, which they know is going to be a defeat for Roe v. Wade. So the people involved are Josh Call, Wisconsin, Aaron Ford, Nevada, Kwame Raoul, Illinois, Rob Bonta, California, Kathleen Jennings, Delaware, Letitia James, New York, Robert Ferguson, Washington State. All far-left individuals, all voted in by their far-left constituencies in those states. So what Harris wants to get across is that even though the Supreme Court, highest court in the land, is going to rule a certain way, we're not really going to obey it. Okay, we the federal government, we're going to dance around it. We're going to get around it. And that's what they're discussing. Now, it's going to be very difficult for the individual states to do that, to get around the ruling. However, with a guy like Merrick Garland as the Attorney General of the United States, he's not going to enforce anything on the abortion front. So, you know, that's what I was doing, I don't know, what was it, 12, 13 years ago with Tiller? Tiller in Kansas, a late-term abortion guy. You have $6,000, he'll kill a baby no matter when. Didn't matter. And we reported, we exposed it, and all of that, and he got assassinated, Tiller, and that was terrible. All right, he got killed in a church, in a Lutheran church in Kansas. You may remember all that. Well, his assistants lost all their law licenses after our reporting because what they were doing was a butcher shop. And that's not going to stand on my watch. If I find out about it, I'm going to expose it. Well, anyway, Tiller used and abused the laws in Kansas on abortion. And if he, you know, again, he was going to lose his medical license, but fate intervened and he's deceased. Now, getting back to Kamala Harris, this is what they call a wedge issue for the Democrats. So Democrats know it's a disaster. They know Harris and Biden can't run the country. Everybody knows that. There's no two sides to that story, as we discussed and analyzed over and over and over again. In fact, I think I'm too repetitive on this. But they cannot run the country. So with an election looming where Republicans may take both houses in Congress, they're going to use the Roe v. Wade as a wedge issue to try to get women in particular all riled up emotionally so they vote Democrat. That's what this is all about. Now, as for the president, I'm going to run two sound bites back to back. The first one is October 11, 2012. All right, and then the second one is September 13th, 2021, 9 years apart. And you'll see the difference in tone on abortion. Go.
Life begins at conception. That's the church's judgment. I accept it in my personal life. but I refuse to impose it on equally devout Christians and Muslims and Jews. And
take a look at what's happening in states like Texas. They just passed a law empowering complete strangers to become bounty hunters, going after women who exercise their right to choose. A law that the United States Supreme Court refused to stop.
Well, that's total propaganda. Texas passed no such law. There are no bounty hunters looking into the private life of women in Texas. Texas will have a new law that says after a certain period of time, you cannot have an abortion in this state unless, and there'll be a bunch of unlesses. Catastrophic health problem for the woman, whatever it may be. Texas will decide. So Biden's not telling the truth. Anybody surprised? But the key to that soundbite is life begins at conception. Okay, Joe, if you really believe that, then why are you an abortion zealot? Why do you support abortion no matter what, at any time, for any circumstance? That is an extreme Hillary Clinton-esque view. That's not the view of a practicing Catholic. In fact, you could be excommunicated for that view, that there should be no restrictions at all on abortion, none. Up until 10 minutes before birth, kill the coming baby. That's your position, Joe. That's what it is. So that's not allowing people of good faith to make their own decision about abortion. That's not what that is. That's being pro-abortion in a extremist way. Interestingly enough, you never hear Joe Biden talk about adoption as an option. Never. There are no federal funds set aside to help mothers who may want their baby to live and give it a good home. We don't have any of that. Do we, Joe? Do we, Nancy Pelosi? No. Because you pander and you cater to a political group that wants unfettered abortion. That's what you do. Now, after this decision, Roe v. Wade, I expect some violence by these extremist groups. Merrick Garland, you got the FBI on alert? I don't know, but I doubt it. Could be wrong. Okay, guns. Now, this, you got to follow me here. And I got a great guest coming up who will explain it even further. But this is important. So two guys in Rensselaer County, New York, upstate, believe that the carry law in New York is unconstitutional because it's so hard here for legal gun owners, if you have a pistol in your house, to carry it on your person when you leave your house. Okay? It's unbelievably restricted in New York. So these two men filed a federal lawsuit and said, look, we need these firearms for protection. Okay, we fear that something bad may happen to us. And there are thousands, probably tens of thousands of people in the same. If you carry cash, if you're a small business owner, if you live in a terrible neighborhood, if there is a drug gang around the corner, all of those things happen in New York State frequently. So you need some self-protection, but you can't carry here, or you couldn't up until today. So the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that New York State's concealed weapon law is unconstitutional. And they threw it out. 6-3, here's who voted for it. Roberts, Thomas, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Barrett, and Alito. Okay, five of those are conservatives. Roberts is, I don't know what Roberts is, but those are the six. Voting against are the avowed liberal wing, Breyer, Sotomayor, Kagan. So New York's carry law vanishes. Oh, hysterical. Biden's hysterical. Hochul, the governor, is hysterical. The View lady. Oh, there's so many murders and there's so many shootings in schools. This is such a fraud, I can't even begin to tell you. Number one, in order to even purchase a handgun legally in New York or have one in your home, you have to go through extensive background checks. If you have anything on your record, including driving violations, the state will hold up your right to buy the gun. You can't buy the gun if you have anything on your record at all. And even if you're clean, like me, if I went in to buy a gun, I have to wait 3 months to get a permit, and the state of New York will demand that I take a firearms training class. It's another 2 months. So you just can't go in like you can in Virginia and North Carolina and buy a gun in New York State and take it home. You can't do it. It's impossible. And that kind of a restrictive situation means that no criminal can get their hands legally on a firearm in New York State. Same thing in California. It's almost impossible to get the permit. It takes forever. So these people who are lying, and it's just flat out lie. Oh, the criminals are now going to be able to carry the gun. No. If you have an unlicensed gun on you in New York State and the cops pull you over, that's you charged with a crime. Now, they're not going to enforce the law, especially if you are a drug gang member. You probably won't even get charged if you have an illegal gun on you. This is so hypocritical, okay? But if you're carrying a firearm concealed and you don't have a license for that, it's a felony in some places. All right, so the whole thing is emotional, just like Roe v. Wade. What they say to you isn't true. All this does is give law-abiding citizens, like me and you probably, the right to carry in situations where we feel we are in danger. That's all it does. It doesn't give loons more of an opportunity to buy. If you have a psychiatric beef on your sheet, you're never going to get a gun in New York and California and most other liberal states, ever. And again, I'll reinforce this point. The criminals don't go through this system. They buy on the street. Here's Governor Hochul. Go.
Absolutely shocking that they have taken away our right to have reasonable restrictions. We can have restrictions on speech. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. But somehow there's no restrictions allowed on the Second Amendment.
No restrictions, madam. I'll yell something in the theater. You're a dunce. You are a deceiver. You don't tell the truth. No restrictions on the Second Amendment? That's a lie. Flat out lied in front of the whole state. She's got a primary June 28th. You vote for Hochul, you're voting for a liar. Let's bring in a guy who knows a lot more about this than I do. Arthur Idala is a criminal defense attorney in New York. He's seen about as many gun crimes as any human being has ever seen. There's a radio show called the Idala Power Hour on 970 AM in New York City. All right. Am I wrong? Did I make any mistakes in this?
Well, you didn't make a mistake by saying this is a very emotional issue. You know, you played Governor Hochul's press conference. The mayor of the city of New York already had a press conference, although he crafted it a little better in terms of from a law enforcement point of view. He said with the police commissioner at his side, this puts police officers at risk because the more guns that are out on the street, the more likely that a police officer is going to confront someone who is either very heated, agitated in a domestic violence circumstance, who may take out a weapon that they normally wouldn't take, because it may be a law-abiding citizen, typically, who's now in a very intense situation and they fire a weapon. But let's talk about the
actual...
Well,
let me stop you there. That law-abiding citizen, if they have a permit to carry, has already gone through the system. They just can't take it outside.
Well,
right?
They couldn't take it outside, but today's ruling now says they can take it
outside. Okay, but what difference does it make? If you're in a domestic situation, you already have a gun in the house, do you not? If you're clean.
Yes, but you need, So this you could also be in a domestic situation outside of a Broadway theater, which I happened to see last night walking home. I saw a husband and I presume screaming at each other. Look, let's just talk about the law, Bill. I'll stick to the law. You stick to the ramifications of the law. The person who's smiling down from above is Justice Scalia. Anyone who knows me a little bit knows I had an excellent relationship with him. And the decision of which he was the proudest was the Heller decision, which is the decision that now Justice Thomas, who was maybe Justice Scalia's closest friend on the bench, he wrote this decision, the Bruin decision, and they're relying on Heller because the Heller decision interprets the 27 words in the Second Amendment as saying, you know, Scalia said, I'm not buying this whole, you can only have a weapon if you're part of a militia. That's it. He parsed every one of those 27 words and what they meant at the time of the writing of the Bill of Rights. And he said, it means that you could bear arms, means you could carry a weapon. And Scalia limited to inside your home. And now Thomas took it to outside the home. And although you play that clip with Hochul saying, you know, you can't scream fire in a movie theater, the Justice Thomas ends the decision saying you don't have to go to the government to ask for your First Amendment rights to be used or for your Sixth Amendment rights to confront witnesses against you. You shouldn't have to go to the government for the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not a second class right. That's all the right. Ending of the whole.
Let's walk through this methodically. All right. So all this ruling from the Supreme Court does is give people in New York, California, there are other states, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island. All it does is it's if you can get a concealed carry permit, not easy, which is why Hochul lied. So to know, I know now we're not going to have any Second Amendment restraints. BS. Not easy to get that. But Bill, the state has. Wait. The state has to give it to you if you submit paperwork that say, I need this, all right, because of this. It's a reasonable request. If somebody comes in and they have a domestic battery on their sheet, counselor, they're not going to get the right to carry in any state, and you know it.
That is correct. That's when Hochul said she's going to call a special session to put that in. But I think if Arthur Idala just walks in today, I wasn't able to say yesterday, look, I'm a defense attorney. I piss a lot of people off. I do a radio show. I piss people off there. I leave my office at midnight. I'm afraid I want a gun. I would have definitely 100% been denied. According to this ruling, I should not now be denied.
You shouldn't be denied. You shouldn't be. It's insane to deny someone like you in the public eye who makes enemies the right to protect himself. That's insane.
The Supreme Court just agreed with you, but let me play devil's advocate and talk a little bit about Justice Breyer's dissent. Justice Breyer, who's been on the court a very long time, this is one of his last decisions, and dissents are very important. He said in Justice Thomas's 63-page decision, he never says the word subway once. There are certain unique circumstances, and parts of Manhattan are one of those where, and even Justice Thomas says there should be special zones where you shouldn't be able to carry a weapon. I believe Thomas cites inside school buildings and inside government buildings and places
public
of worship.
Public safety, absolutely. But look, my contention on this firearm stuff is very simple because I'm a simple man. You've known me for many years. Law-abiding Americans have a constitutional right to protect themselves with a firearm, period. And governments, state, local, federal, they have a right to impose laws that protect the public safety. But not when they know that the criminal element does not go through the system to arm itself. They go outside. So what all these lefties would do would ban you and me and every other law-abiding American from carrying a pistol, but would allow all the criminals to have firearms. That makes sense to you, Counselor?
Well, it makes sense to me, and I think this is on sound legal ground based on precedent of the Supreme Court, which we could talk a second now about Roe v. Wade, because now they're throwing precedent out, but based on the precedent of the Heller decision written by Scalia and the McDonald decision, this follows the normal course. Stepping outside the law as a New Yorker, what I'm afraid of, Bill, is the law-abiding citizen who has some sort of an altercation and takes out that weapon to shoot A and winds up shooting C and D. You know, I believe the statistic.
Look, all right, that's fine, and that'll happen. But what about the citizen who protects his own life and his family when, do you know how many violent crimes are committed in New York State last year? Do you know how many?
I do not.
37,000 violent crimes. 37,000.
Out of 21 million people. That's out of 21 million people.
That's more than 100 violent crimes a day in New York State. Okay?
I understand.
So what about the person who saves himself and his family from violence? Okay, you can make the argument there might be and there will be, all right, some horrible thing from this concealed carry overturn. But
I will tell you this,
negated
Bill,
by
show
the protective aspect. I want to get to Roe v. Wade. And people, I know.
Wait,
I'd
just
like
one,
to
one thing, Bill. I had the day before yesterday, I had the chief of the Detective Endowment Association on my show. And then yesterday, I had a retired detective on my show. I will tell you, they're not thrilled with everyone walking around with guns and even the law-abiding citizens walking
around
with
guns. They're entitled to their opinion. I'm not thrilled there are 37,000 violent crimes in my state every year. I'm not thrilled. And I know the police are reactive, not proactive, counselor. And so do you, because that's how you make your living. Okay, Roe v. Wade. So my prediction, back to the states, I think you agree with me there, right?
Yeah, because they created a right that didn't exist with Roe v. Wade. I mean, you know, it just didn't exist.
Okay, so the liberal judges don't care about creating a right that didn't exist, just like they don't care about, the Second Amendment that says Americans have the right to bear arms. Bear arms, that means hold arms. It's not a bear in the forest. All right, so is this ruling going to upset you, Arthur Idaya, the Roe v. Wade?
The reason why the ruling doesn't upset me is because, unlike today's gun ruling, Congress cannot go in now and pass a law and say everyone can't hold a gun, but because that's a violation of the Constitution. But what Congress has a very simple solution. They could just go in and pass a law that says every woman has a right to abortion. You can have a right to abortion. They can pass a law that says you have a right to abortion until the 9 month and 3 weeks.
They can do that.
But Congress doesn't have the guts to do that. So
they could do that.
So
but
now
it's
going to go to the states to figure it out.
It would
Excuse
be
me?
Overturned. Because
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, by the 10th Amendment, the Supreme Court would overturn it. If it's not specifically stated in the Constitution, as you well know, it goes to the 10th Amendment where the states make the law. That's what would happen if Congress passed it. So you'd
but
be on the same
congressional
area.
Laws. There are a lot of congressional laws that apply to all 50 states that are not subject to the 10th.
I think they haven't been challenged and they hadn't reached this level. When it reaches this level, that's the law that applies. But look, in our state, New York, okay, if a woman wants to have an abortion at any time, they're going to be able to have it, Arthur. And if you live in Alabama or Louisiana and you come to New York, I think the legislature will put aside money to pay for your abortion in this state. That's what will happen, right?
That's what federalism is all about. I mean, the states are, that's where the Supreme Court of the United States is going to be a little criticized with the gun decision, because typically the conservative bloc likes to give as much power to the states as possible. And here with the Second Amendment, they've taken a state right away. And then tomorrow or on Monday, when they make their next decision about the Roe v. Wade, they're going to give the states the power to make their own decision.
But it's all based upon what's written in the Constitution or not written. It's an ideology shouldn't be in
that's
here.
That's very key.
Ideology shouldn't be a part of it. It shouldn't be a part of
Justice
it.
What Justice Scalia used to say regarding the Roe v. Wade decision is the United States Constitution is not Prego spaghetti sauce, where they used to say, it's in there, garlic, it's in there, oregano, it's in there. Everything isn't in the Constitution. Certain things are supposed to be legislated. And he always said, if you want abortion to be legal in all 50 states, ask Congress to do it. Don't ask nine lawyers who don't hang out with the public, don't know what people aren't in the bars, don't know what the community wants. We just read the Constitution and we interpret it the way we were taught in law school and through our experience. Congress's role is to pass laws that the people want. It's not the Supreme Court's role.
But it's also Congress's role to obey what the Constitution states. And if the Constitution doesn't state it, a la abortion, it goes back to the states because that's what the founders put in there. Last word.
Last word is the United States Supreme Court is under a microscope. You know, you interested, it said about just Chief Justice Roberts. I know him enough to know that he cares about the reputation and the integrity of the court as much as anyone ever has. And he must be going crazy. The fact that number one, that that decision was leaked by Justice Alito. I've been in touch with Justice Alito. It's sad in America that he now has all this 24-hour protection. His, I don't even want to talk about his family because I know all of them. They're all now surrounded with security. That we've come to this based on a lawyer, Justice Alito, interpreting the Constitution in the way it probably should have been interpreted 50-some-odd years ago.
Right.
And now his life and his family's life are in danger.
Okay. Thank you, counsel. We'll have you back soon. We appreciate the debate. Okay. So on the same subject, a man who was in front of Kavanaugh's house, Justice Kavanaugh, with a gun and a knife. He's pleaded not guilty to attempted murder. His name is Nicholas John Roski, 26, Simi Valley, California. He admitted it. He said he did it. So why is he now pleading not guilty? Insanity. So the judge wants this adjudicated fast. August 23rd is trial date. That's quick. Airline chaos continues. Just yesterday, JetBlue, my favorite airline, 38% of their flights delayed in the United States. 38%. I mean, really. So the West Virginia airport director, a guy named Nick Keller, said this quote. We're going to put it up so you can read it when I read it. There are pilot shortages and a lot of early retirements when COVID hit. Those pilots are not coming back. Then you have other pilots that age out. That is what is leading to some of the issues you're seeing now. This is according to Nick Keller. But the Airline Pilots Association says that's not true. So one of my crack producers started to investigate this. Her name is Samantha Marciano. Now I asked Sam, you really want me to tell everybody your name? She goes, yeah. All right. This is entirely on her. She went to the Airlines Pilot Association and said, is this true? There's not enough pilots. That's what's causing it. All right. And they said, it's not true. Here are the stats. Put them on the screen. In 2021, all right, and actually the last 12 months, 8,000 new pilots have been certified. 8,000. In 2020, 4,000. So double the amount of pilots have been certified than they were in 2020. Nobody will tell you that. Nobody knows that except us. So what the airlines are saying and what I've said from the beginning, they're lying. They're lying. They just are so disorganized across the board and have scheduled so many flights that they just can't staff, whether it's a pilot, flight attendants, mechanics, whatever it may be, but they're not going to take those flights off the schedule, so we get hosed. That's what's happening. Now, they got $54 billion from us, taxpayers, for COVID relief. They could easily staff it and give everybody a raise, but they don't want to spend the money on personnel. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. So anyway, great work by Samantha Marciano. You'll hear that nowhere else in this country. And I hope that's worth your time and subscription to BillO'Reilly.com. Disney. Okay. As I predicted, on March 30th, this company is in big trouble. Go. I've never seen a corporation put itself at such great risk in my entire life. This is just so insane. You don't think there's going to be a backlash against you, Disney, for telling parents they have no right to monitor what their 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds hear at school about gender identity? Is that what you're telling me, Disney? So after that, Disney stock started to go whoop even before the current stock market problems, down 50%. So you guys holding Disney stock in your IRAs or in your accounts, you lost half of your investment. And it's going to go lower because the new Ms. Marvel show on Disney Plus, supposed to be a big moneymaker, is a bomb. Lowest viewership numbers the streaming service has ever seen. Ms. Marvel. Bomb. So, the Disney CEO, Bob Chapek, who's responsible for this mess, politically correct, woke Bob Chapek. Hey, Bob, I wouldn't be like decorating your office with stuff. I kind of be moving my stuff out very quietly because you're toast. You're gone. Not a matter of if, it's when. Attorney General in North Dakota has asking this question, why is Bill Gates buying up all the farmland? All right, and the governor and the attorney general in North Dakota are going, what is this? So Gates comes in under the banner of Red River Trust, and he buys up a humongous amount of farmland in Pembina County. And so the state authorities go, what's going on? So Bill Gates, who's worth $120 billion, is the largest landowner in the country, private landowner. So why is he doing this? Why is he buying up all of this land, right? So Attorney General Drew Wrigley in North Dakota issued a letter that says, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? So again, my crack staff starts to investigate. So here's what Gates is doing. As far as we know, he's buying up land all over the West, okay, to get in position to harvest seed, S-E-E-D, and biofuel. So he's looking down the road, seed and biofuel. That's what Gates is doing. Just thought you guys would like to know. The Pope, not in good shape. He's in a wheelchair now, 85 years old. As you know, I like the Pope. I think he's a very kind man. Politically, he's naive and he's hurt the church, unfortunately. He's been in the office 9 years. I don't think he'll be there much longer. So we'll have two emeritus popes, Francis and Benedict. Catholic Church is in disarray. We're not a religious program here. You know I'm Catholic. It's in disarray in Western Europe and America in particular. The third world does pretty well. You can provide so many services for the poor in Africa and Asia that the church has a good image there, but not in America and not in Europe. So anyway, we wish Pope Francis the best, even though we disagree with his, pretty liberal political view of the world, but that's okay. President Biden scheduled today. He had one thing, but it was a good thing. All right, so he recognized the Wounded Warrior Organization and their annual Soldier Ride, which is a great charity, and we're glad that Biden took the time to do that. We'd also like the president to recognize the IndependenceFund.org, which is our charity. We've raised tens of millions of dollars for it. They provide track chairs for amputees, vets who were blinded, all of that. They are going to deliver their 2,600th chair September 5th. Okay, we are happy that we have funded many of those chairs here. You have, not me, you have. IndependenceFund.org is the charity. Federal government does not do that. You know, if you're an amputee, you know, they don't give you special treatment. We do. U.S. gas prices tumble once Biden announced that he was going to cut back 3 months of gas tax. And this is what happens. The world oil market reacts to things. It sees the USA in disarray on oil prices. And so now the price of a barrel of oil is coming down a little bit. So a week ago, it was $5 a gallon national for gas. Now it's $4.94. And Elizabeth Warren doesn't like the gas tax. Go.
So a big part of this is about concentration in the oil industry and price gouging. But the president is trying to deal with these problems directly.
Is that a yes or no on the gas tax holiday?
So, look, I that's not the approach I would use. Okay. I would use a more systemic approach.
And that systemic approach would be nationalizing all the energy in America. That's what Warren and the socialists want. Government to run everything. That's what they want. This day in history, June 23rd, 1989, the first Batman released in the theaters. Go.
Excuse me. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I'm gonna kill you.
You idiot! You made me. Remember? You dropped me into that vat of chemicals. That wasn't easy to get over. Don't think that I didn't try.
I know you did.
Remember that? Nicholson, great Joker. So was the other guy, Heath Ledger. Joker. Ugh. Anyway, the Batman series started 33 years ago today. It has grossed $10 billion. Total, $10 billion. With a B, like Batman, $10 billion. All right, lively mail segment and a thought of the day, final thought that I think you're going to appreciate. Right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, as a mail, let's go to John on the message board, BillO'Reilly.com. Premium members get message board access. You guys can have a good time on there every night. Our government is continuing to spend us into oblivion. The Gun Control Act includes federal funding to states for mental health screening and red flag laws. Can easily be abused, and it will be abused. Any kind of federal money going in on block grants, you know what the deal is. Frank on the message board, would proof be needed to get a warrant under a red flag law be the same kind of proof presented to the FISA court to investigate President Trump? Come on. Look, if you don't trust the system, then no legislation matters, right? This is a local thing. You got to have a warrant to go into somebody's house. Hey, George, we definitely do not want Biden or Trump for our next president. Biden's awful. I voted for Trump twice, and he was horribly mistreated by the media, but his unwillingness to rise above the rabble and gutter fighting alienated too many voters. Okay. Edward, don't think for one second the media and the Democratic Party will not try to destroy Ron DeSantis, just like they did with Trump. They will. Mary Jane, concierge member Mary Jane gets direct access to me. Any questions you might have, and it's all private. BillO'Reilly.com, concierge membership. Why is the media interested in getting to the truth about the 2020 election? Because the media got the outcome it wanted. Why would they bother? They got what they wanted. Joe O'Neill, Las Vegas, here in Sin City, the increase in disapproval by the Latino population for Biden means nothing. I work in the hotel industry. I interact with Latinos every day, and I know the unions will order them to vote Democrat. Yeah, but they don't have to. It's a secret ballot. Unions don't know how they vote. Kathy Henry, Lewiston, Idaho, isn't a bit hypocritical. The left is pushing for stricter gun control laws, but in the cities run by the left, they aren't enforcing. The law's already on the books. Of course, it's not just hypocritical, it's incompetent and dangerous. Susan K., feds cannot buy track chairs, but can give $54 billion to Ukraine? Yeah, that's our federal government at work. Malcolm Rogers, Corpus Christi, Texas bill. You've told us several times about the extreme length of time the justices take for vacation. Is there a reason for it? They're tired. I guess. Catherine Woodward, University Place, Washington. Thank you for your killing books. I travel by airline several times a year. I get frustrated by delays, but I have a killing book tucked in my handbag for a compelling read. They are the best. Hey, if you're flying, bring two of them. And if you buy Killing the Killers on BillO'Reilly.com, we'll give you Killing the Mob free. Okay, so that's the ticket. And if you're driving anywhere, get the audio. Pump it in. You'll be there like this. So Catherine is really smart. Even though you're inconvenienced, you're angry, you read a book that's engrossing, and the time goes by. Hal Abrams. Hey, Bill, did any of our living presidents give you any feedback on Killing the Killers? No. In the past, they have, but, the book's only been out. It's less than 2 months. And we got a new one we just announced, and some people are confused. Throw the cover up of Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. This is going to be a very hot discussion topic. It comes out September 27th, and you can pre-order on BillO'Reilly.com. And if you re-up your premium or concierge membership, you get Legends free or any of my other books free. Word of the day, do not be unctuous. UNCTUIOUS. UNCTUOUS. Unctuous. Don't be that. That's bad. Right back with a final thought. Here's a final thought of the day, the two most dreaded words in the English language. Ready? I thought are the two most dreaded words. When you hear, I thought, somebody screwed up. Somebody did something that's going to inconvenience you or hurt you. They're not going to say, I screwed up. They're going to say, I thought. This is what you wanted. This is what you asked for. This was the situation. I thought, whenever I hear, I thought, and I hear it almost every day, I know what's coming. Somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do. And then if you hear the word miscommunication, you know it's a lie. That's a euphemism for a lie. But when you hear, I go, oh, no. I know. I thought. In anything, verbal, texting, email, you have to be almost like third grade. Please do this on this date. Because if you don't, it's, well, I thought. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you soon.